What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, another postcast, the last one, well, in the regular season anyways, for the K-State women's basketball team. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, and not really much to say here, as, well, it started as a romp in the Big 12 season, ended as a romp. Texas put it down on us yesterday. On senior day for the women, 80-52. This was seriously no better than the first meeting, but 80-52. But the big thing is here, we're going to focus on some of the seniors. And I mentioned one person on this past weekly edition. She might be coming back. She was not officially honored, even though Gabby Gregory was listed as a senior. She might be coming back. That might be good. That is good. If that is the case, that is huge news. They're going to have their original starting five back. That includes Ayoka Lee, who has missed the season due to recovering from knee surgery there as well. So that's at least the sunshine light at the end of the tunnel for this team here, as they hope. I know this is not the end of the year yet, because they have at least one more game in the Big 12 tournament coming on Thursday at Municipal Arena against Texas Tech. They are the 9 seed against the 8-9 matchup, which is at 5 Central Time there as well. But big thank you to Sarah Samasti and Emily Ebert there for their contributions all season long. Of course, Sarah Samasti is going to be here for 1 year. The grad student from France, and Emily Ebert, who's been here since her freshman year. And of course, she's a Frankfort, Kansas product, which is not too far away from here. Probably got to go maybe 40, 45 minutes, maybe less than that. Maybe I'm giving that a little bit too far there as well. But Emma Ebert, who's been tremendous here, her career, in her entire K-State career, contributions, done what coaches have asked for. She's been a joy. It's been a pleasure watching her develop over the last 4 years since she came on officially to K-State as well. But there's one more game at least left for this team coming up here. What they've done all year, we thought they would have a chance here because of their magic on beating ranked teams here in Bramlage. Was not the case, as K-State turned the ball over too much in this game. 15 first half turnovers. K-State shot under 30% in this game. It's not really nothing nice about the game to say, other than, hey, we'll just see if we can try to get at least one game in the Big 12 tournament, and who knows, we'll see what happens there. But speaking of the seniors, we'll just focus in on them. Oh, and Gabby Gregory, by the way, was shut down by the Texas defense there, and obviously Texas a share of the Big 12 title on the women's side. Gabby Gregory's line, only 3 points. That is the lowest total of the season, 1-4, 0-2 from downtown. And yeah, by this time, everyone knows that you got to shut down one or the other. And Texas focused on Gabby, and that was it right there. Serena Sundell, 12 points, 12-6, her line, 12-6 assists and 2 rebounds. Sarah Samasti finally kind of broke out a little bit. She's been struggling down the stretch here, but it's nice to see her get going on senior day. 11 point, well, at least for one day at least anyways, 19 minutes of action, 11 points, a rebound and assist. Ebert, who started, so the seniors did start. Ebert, 20 minutes, 7 points, a rebound. She hit 1 or 2 and she hit her only 3-point attempt from downtown there as well. And we saw some of the bench play, and particularly Briley Glenn coming off the bench here. This one, 30 minutes of action, only 2 points in this game. That's not going to cut here. We see a lot of back signing. Rebecca Dollinger, who's been here and then a few games there. And just like that, Heavenly Greer, again, no relation. 10 minutes, only 2 points. Eliza Maupin coming off that big game the other day, only 3 points in 15 minutes of action right there. It's just not enough. Try to point some positives in this game for this women's team, as they drop the regular season finale and to the same team that they lost to in a Big 12 opener, which is Texas, by the count of 80-52 in this game here. And let me see if I can see if we can do. Nope. And no, that's pretty much, I could probably, that's pretty much no, no, and no. Texas, yeah, they are definitely, they can go deep in the tournament. Let's just put it that way. Way they just bullied K-State in the two games in the regular season as well. K-State wraps up the regular season at 5-13, the Big 12 ninth in the conference. I honestly did not see that coming. I expected a little bit better. Let's just be frank. from the jump, I actually wanted this team, predicted this team to get, get in the NCAA tournament. Definitely, it's not going to happen this year. But if that's the case with Gabby Gregory, who was not honored, I thought she would be honored. Wasn't entirely sure. I believe she might be coming back. We'll just have to see how everything goes. Again, we still have a whole off season here to see, figure that out. We do know Ayoka Lee announced that she's coming back after she got knee surgery. So that's a piece there. And again, Gabby Gregory, again, we're talking like season's actually over. The regular season's over, but we still have at least one game for the women. And Texas Tech, we'll see if they can knock them off after, of course, they got swept by Texas Tech in the regular season there as well. And they also got bullied at home by Texas Tech and then lost on the road down in Lubbock. So look at the two matchups there as well. I mean, we'll see which K-State team comes out in Kansas City there as well. Again, we would know the first round that we're going to pick. K-State will be playing in the first round, obviously, in the Big 12 Women's Tournament. The first game, 8-9 matchup against Texas Tech. That's a 5 o'clock tip-off time right there. I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah, the record, you're wondering about that, 16-15 for the K-State Women's Team and Coach Jeff Mitty there as well. So at least look in hindsight again for the future. If you get Gabby back, which all roads lead that way, again, we'll have to hold up and see what happens there. Since she was a senior, I think she's going to be granted on one more year. I think the way that she's played all year, you're going to get a huge big piece in the middle of that offense and defense in Ayoka Lee there. I'm telling you. I'm telling you something. They're gonna be back to where they were last year, if anything else. But yeah, just not the day that Jeff Mitty and the seniors Samasti and Ebert were looking for. But they were honored yesterday in senior day. So we'll just have to see, go up there and just put it all out there. We'll see what happens in KC. But Kansas State basketball team, the women's basketball team, wrap up the season and now look forward to their first round matchup against Texas Tech. K-State 16-15, and I believe now, like I said earlier, 5-13. Texas and OU do share a half of the Big 12 regular season title with Iowa State there in the clear third seed as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, again, if you're new to the show, welcome on board of the pod. Again, make sure you share this. Tell your friends, to your K-State buddies, your pals, your roommates about this podcast. And feel free to leave us a rate or a review of your choice. Again, and we're not going to allow 1 or 2 stars. That's not going to happen. Not on this podcast. So definitely, that continues. Would be nice to continue to put this podcast out there to K-State, other K-State folks who are looking to keep up with sports. We don't cover football and men's basketball. We cover all things K-State, home of the 2022 Big 12 champs in football. Chris Kleiman and company, DJ Giddens and company, Daniel Green, and the K-State football team. That's going to wrap it up on this regular season finale, postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast, the PPD edition. Well, Texas Tech is next on the agenda in Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament. First round for Jeff Mitty and his women's basketball team. This is Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.